Rippy, at least Rippy, at least stand in the picture.
While I'm
you can worry about your. And Allie, get in here too. All right. Everybody say. Everybody say Shorty.
Shorty.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 170, The Shorty Awards.
Shorty Awards.
It's better that we won.
The competition also goes to a comedy troupe known for its shortening abilities. Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Oh my God, we're running to the stage. We're running to the stage. I can't tweet it, but I'm podcasting as we go. Oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? We did
shorter distance.
Shorter distance. Go ahead. You start.
Thanks for this award.
Reduced Shakespeare Company has been making large topics short and tweet since 1981.
Because brevity is the soul of twit. Thank you.
Oh, we get a paperweight.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
you. I appreciate it.
Well done. Well done. Brevity is the soul of twit. Words to remember them by.
That was CNN News anchor and Shorty Awards Master of Ceremonies Rick Sanchez awarding us the 2010 Shorty Award for Best Cultural Institution at last week's Shorty Awards in New York City. The Shorty Awards honor the best producers of short, real-time Twitter content from around the world, and we were thrilled to win. Our category was a three-way tie. We shared the Cultural Institution Shorty with the Poetry Society, based in New York City, and the Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden in Richmond, Virginia. All acceptance speeches needed to be pre-approved, and in the spirit of Twitter, fewer than 140 characters. Some winners, such as Mrs. Stephen Fry, the poor downtrodden wife of Stephen Fry and mother of his six children, who won in the humor category, had trouble sticking to that 140 character limit.
I'll be up in a minute, Stephen dear. I just need to make a speech. You can start without me. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. I'd like to thank... Oh.
The Shorty Awards was a very, very fun event. We were so thrilled that we were able to be there, and obviously it was more fun because we actually won. And it was incredibly fortuitous that it all worked out because we were in New York anyway. We are in New York still, performing at the New Victory Theater until March 14th. And on the day of the award ceremony, we had a student matinee that day, but no show that evening, so we were able to attend the ceremony. So I kept my iPod, Belkin, Toontalk microphone running before and after the ceremony, and for a little while during the ceremony itself. All right, we're backstage at the Shorties. We're getting mic'd up because we have to perform. We have to do our thing tonight. Matt Rippey, how do you like our chances?
Of doing our thing? I think the chances of us doing our thing are excellent. I'm not... The chances of me remembering the thing we're doing is...
I know.
Very slim.
We have a new line. We have a new line we're throwing into the thing tonight. What do you think our chances are of remembering the new line?
I don't know what it is, so the odds are zero.
What are our chances of winning this award?
Slim.
More than zero, please? More than zero.
More than zero.
Above zero.
Above zero. Greater than... Less than 140 chances.
We did, in fact, remember the new line. We performed the Othello rap as Shakespeare's classic tragedy in less than 140 seconds, and we changed the last line to be more Twitter-specific.
Well, the Iago got off, but then we stopped the reading.
We don't know how it ends. We was too busy tweeting.
But for a while before the ceremony began, we had time to each, I think, have one cocktail each. And then we were sitting in the theater waiting for the event to begin, sort of looking around and talking about what this was all going to be.
We're waiting for the Shorties to begin. It's pretty cool. Apparently, Grover from Sesame Street is going to be here tonight.
I saw him.
You saw Grover? Our booking agent, Neil Benson, just tweeted that he hasn't been this excited since he was at the Porn Stars for Haiti benefit concert, which is...
Was that long or short?
Well, it was different for some people.
Oh.
we were also all discovering new interesting Twitterers that we should follow. For instance, our booking agent, Neil Benson, turned us all on to The Llama. And that was even before The Llama won the Shorty Award in the weird category.
The Llama is a, he just tells you what to do and then you do it. It takes about 10 seconds to do it and then you move on. It's a exercise in mass societal movement of some kind.
I love mass societal movements. I had several of them before the show.
It says here right now, whisper Go Llama into your nearest handheld. Look at the person next to you accusingly. Good.
That's nice. Allie, you fired up your laptop. You're tweeting from your laptop.
I'm tweeting from my laptop. I don't have an iPhone, and my palm doesn't get the Wi-Fi signal. So I got the laptop because I had it at the theater, so here I am tweeting from an actual laptop.
You know, people would say that that was lame. I am not one of those people.
You know, I've been at concerts where people held their laptops over their heads because they didn't have the Lighter app on their iPhone.
Wow.
But, you know, it was Jonathan Colton and Paul and Storm,
well,
so.
Yeah, those guys are nuts. Those guys are the crazy folks. All right, Elaine, what do you think? What do you think are our chances of winning? Elaine Randolph, what do you think are our chances are winning tonight?
Reduced at best.
Never.
I kid you not. Imagine it's like a hamster standing over there.
So Grover from Sesame Street is going to be here. William Shatner is going to make an appearance. It's being hosted by Rick Sanchez, and apparently Mrs. Stephen Fry is going to be here as well.
I don't know who I'm more excited about, but I think it's the man dressed like a hamster.
Well, that could be Mrs. Fry.
I think it could well be Mrs. Fry. I think it might be Richard Gere dressed as the hamster, don't you think?
That would be appropriate. That would be completely appropriate.
Do you know what's fascinating is if you turn around and look at the audience, no one's looking at the stage. They're all looking into their cell phones and tweeting away. There's a tweet storm happening here.
Instead of looking at the audience and say, are you anybody? They're all just buried in there. Yes, portable electronic devices.
Wow. And then all the tweets from everybody are up on a screen, being posted up on a screen. Wow. A stream screen.
Well, then, you know, we need to stop podcasting and start tweeting. What's the matter with us?
I know. We're dropping the ball because tweets are ephemeral. Podcasts are forever.
For better or worse.
Yeah, sadly.
But also, come what may, we will always be the 2010 Shorty Award Cultural Institution winner. There were great presentations at the ceremony, great speeches from the likes of Newark, New Jersey Mayor Cory Booker, who won the Shorty Award in government, who talked about Twitter putting, quote, the unity back in global community. And also host Rick Sanchez from CNN, who spoke movingly about Twitter's ability to affect change and the early adopters of this new and growing community communication tool.
And the pioneers of that are the people who are in this room right now and the people who follow them as well. I am honored to be a part of what you do. Thanks for having me. This has been a wonderful event.
Hi, this is Mayor Cory Booker of the great city of Newark, New Jersey. Not Newark, Delaware, not Newark, California, Newark, New Jersey. And you are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare's Company broadcast.
Podcast.
Podcast, dagnabbit. The quality of mercy is not strained. It sprinkles from above like the... No.
Now you're just showing off.
Where can you see the RSC? This is our final week of the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, revised at the New Victory Theater in New York City. But then we're off around the U.S. to San Luis Obispo, California, Nevada, Missouri, Salina, Kansas, Lincoln, Nebraska, Hanover, New Hampshire, Ithaca, New York, Morristown, New Jersey, Reston, and Norfolk, Virginia. And then we return to San Diego Repertory Theater and the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. in June. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for specific venue and ticket information. Now, the Shorty Awards ceremony was fun, but the after party was even better. We got to chat with other winners and nominees. We also got to chat to Greg Gallant, the co-creator of the Shorty Awards.
What
made you decide to start the Shorty Awards?
We started last year over Thanksgiving on kind of a lark. We built the thing in 2 weekends. The idea was just, unlike Facebook, unlike MySpace, people were actually doing a good job covering different topics on Twitter.
Right.
So we thought, how do you discover who's doing a good job, who's credible on any topic?
Right.
What better way than an award ceremony?
Oh, that's great. Well, it gets everybody a chance to come and drink for free. But are you in any way related to Twitter at all? They're not a sponsor? They're not involved?
I'm a customer of theirs. I use their platform. Okay. They haven't sent me an invoice yet, which I'm thankful. And that's about the extent to our relationship, except they gave me a free lunch at their office when I was in San Francisco.
Very good.
Grateful to them for that.
Very good. And so, well, they've got to be fantastic about this entire event. I mean, this entire event is
they've been very supportive. They actually tweeted it. They wrote about it on their blog.
Right.
They've live streamed it at their office. So yeah. they're all about it. You know, they love seeing stuff happen on their platform.
Well, and what a great celebration of this community. It's really great.
Oh, it's been so much fun to watch all this stuff come together.
Cool. Well, thank you for having us. Thank you for including us.
I'm so glad you can make it.
I also talked with Yanis Krooms, who won a special Shorty Award for the Real-Time Photo of the Year. Yanis happened to be on the first ferry to reach U.S. Airways Flight 1549 after Captain Sully Sullenberger successfully landed it on the Hudson River. And he took a picture from his phone and tweeted it as the ferry approached.
We were the first respondents, so we were pulling up to the plane without anyone around us, which was kind of eerie.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I was just crossing New York to Jersey to get my car.
What made you think, though, to whip your phone out and to tweet about it? I mean, I would be so like, oh, my God!
Oh, I was on Twitter as, like, they announced that there's a plane in front of us.
Okay.
And then a couple of people started taking pictures with their digital cameras or their Blackberries. And I'm like, oh, I should take a picture. So I took one picture. Because I was on Twitter, I just automatically posted it.
Okay.
And from there, I forgot about it. I actually gave my phone to one of the survivors. Got the phone back around 20 minutes later when we're pulling back to the port,
uh-huh.
And the first call I get is MSNBC. They're like, hey, can you be on air in 20 seconds?
Wow.
And I'm just like, yeah, okay, sure.
And you live here in New York?
No, I was just here for a few days for meetings. I live in Sarasota, Florida.
Okay, and just so you came up here for the Shorty Awards?
Yeah, I made an excuse. I have some meetings here, so I just kind of scheduled around it.
Good for you. Congratulations. I mean, way to be quick-witted. You were quick-twitted. Excuse me.
Yeah,
quick-twitted.
I mean, right technology. You know, that was. Otherwise, I would have had my photo and no one else would have seen it.
Our agent Neil Benson from Opus 3 Artists also gave me his newly improved opinion of using Twitter, despite its dangers.
I think that it's the greatest thing you've ever done for me. Beyond just the simple joy of representing you on a daily basis,
yes.
I and my wife Laurie has said to me she knows why Twitter is my social networking, because I was on LinkedIn. I was never on Facebook because that's just too labor intensive. But LinkedIn is just dull.
Yeah.
And if you have a job, there's no purpose to it.
Right.
But Twitter is an immediate way to mouth off quickly about whatever it is that crosses your mind, which is basically how I live my life.
And you do some fantastic mouthing off. More than I mean, I don't mouth off as the chief twit of the RSC. I don't mouth off too much because, you know, you don't want to offend a potential booker, you know what I mean?
And that's the danger because now that people professionally, who know me professionally, are following me on, you know, then I can't be as big of an ass as I otherwise would be.
But no, you're fighting your instincts. I think you've got to be true to who you are.
But then I'll have to get back on LinkedIn and find myself a new job.
We meet so many great people here at the Shorty Awards. I've just been introduced to Charlie Todd, the director, founder of Improv Everywhere, the viral video theatrical event, spontaneous sensation that sweeps the interwebs. I don't know, how do you describe yourself?
I think that was a great description.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what got you started in creating? They're kind of they're happenings in the old 60s sense.
Yeah, in a way. I casually call them pranks. We call them missions on the website because it's a fun word, but
okay.
Yeah, it's pranks that are meant to be positive and make somebody laugh and smile rather than piss somebody off.
All right, well, that's good. And do you make money at this? Let me go to the straight to the heart part of the question.
You know, I wrote a book. I made a TV pilot a couple of years ago, so I've found ways to make it my job. But really, the website is it's a not-for-profit website. The content's all free. It's right. More about just coming up with funny ideas and making them happen.
Well, and not only you have a team. I mean, you have a cast of characters or a group, a troop of players, I guess. But you also incorporate, as civilians, right? Don't you enlist civilians' help in the chorus as a background?
Yeah, sure. A lot of our events are open to the public. And we have, most of our stuff is in New York, and we have people of all kinds of backgrounds who come out and participate. I mean, I've seen grandmothers show up with their granddaughters to participate in a pantless subway ride. Right. So, you know.
But part of the fun is that it's like the old candid camera thing. You start doing this performance, and people don't know it's a performance, but it's captured on cameras. You get to see people reacting to you guys.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of the stuff we do is hidden camera or discrete camera, and the comedy in our videos is definitely seeing the people react to the unusual situations that we create.
It's awesome. It really is great. And it is truly in the spirit of improv.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I have a background in improv. I teach at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York City here. And, what we do is very planned out. It's very... We work ahead of time in advance and come up with what we're going to do. So a lot of people don't understand the word improv as related to what we do. But the improvisational nature is we don't know how people are going to react. Right. And we don't know how our projects are going to work out in the public space.
And can we find you on Twitter?
Yep. Improv Everywhere is on Twitter, at Improv Every. And then I'm personally on Twitter at Charlie Todd.
Awesome. Thank you so much for screaming to me over the music.
Thank you, Austin.
I'm talking now with Gunnery Sergeant Nuntavong from the U.S. Marine Corps, who is a finalist tonight in the Government Shorty Awards. And he's in his full dress blues, looking sharp as hell. He can probably kick my ass, so I'm going to be very, very polite with him. How do you tweet for the government, or how do you tweet for the military?
I tweet for the military, I have to do it on my own time.
Yeah.
We don't have access right now. They're still working out the fine details of how to provide access to us, the military.
Well, and how to do it in such a way that it's not a security risk.
Correct.
Right?
That is the main concern right now, security risks, the open nature of the ports and the access to our government computers.
Right.
So we do it from home. We provide news and information about Marines and what they're doing up in the front.
Well, I imagine you got to have a lot of Marine followers. I mean, unless they're forbidden to... literally, they're not because you tweet.
Right, absolutely. Marines can follow us. We're looking for Marine followers.
Yeah.
We really started in August of 2009, so we're really new in the Twitter realm.
Right. As I said, my dad was in Navy Reserve, and the biggest way he knew what was going on was by watching the nightly news to see whether the shit was flying in Vietnam large enough for him to be called back into active duty. But I mean, so this has got to be an incredibly valuable tool, but yet I'm guessing your supervisors aren't hip to that yet.
We're still trying to convince them of the necessity of social media and to engage our public with social media.
Are they worried about it, or is it just so far down on the priority list they can't be bothered to think about it?
It's a little of both. Okay. A little of both. The security nature of it, and, we've got other things going on than to worry about social media. So I take it upon myself to go ahead and do that on their behalf and get us engaged and going.
And so you're based at the Pentagon now, but will you rotate into a war zone, or where are you? Are you desk bound? Where are you?
I've done my time in the war zone, and we do wherever the Marine Corps needs us to go. So right now it's a 3-year tour at the Pentagon.
All right. Gunnery Sergeant, thank you so much. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. Thanks.
That's it for this week's Reduce Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your tweets via Twitter. Sign up for an account at twitter.com and follow us at twitter.com/reduced. You can also send us feedback via email to feedback@reduceshakespeare.com, although that's so 1990s. You can interact with other fans at our website, reduceshakespeare.com, and our Reduce Shakespeare Company fan page at facebook.com. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel. You can find easy links to all these social networks on our website, reduceshakespeare.com. ProduceShakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, short thing Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Polar Bear Math. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Newark, New Jersey Mayor and Shorty Award winner Cory Booker, not only for his blurb, but for reciting Shakespeare extempore from his mother wit. Special thanks also to the Real Time Academy of Short Form Arts and Sciences for giving us the Cultural Institution Shorty Award. And very special thanks to our Twitter followers for voting for us and for creating such an exciting and funny and informative community. Finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 175/510 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.